Hello, everybody. What a big couple of weeks it has been in football, to quote Eddie Maguire from the Footy Show. What a big week it's been in football. I love that. I would not go to bed on a Thursday night after the Sydney Footy Show, then Nightline, and then I would have to watch Eddie Maguire. What a big week it's been. And Sam Newman's first...
Dan.
Son. The coal miner would know all about that because that was your bread and butter for a long time.
Big in the coal mining household. Yeah, back in the 90s, one of the great shows.
Sean Ormerod, Joel Kane, hello to you.
Daniel, how are you?
Jim, you're cracking jokes, aren't you?
He's practiced.
No, I used to do it. Yeah, I used to do a really good Sam Newman, not anymore.
You know what, love him or hate him, I reckon he's great talent.
His performance at the Warren funeral suggests he is still close to the... Well, almost the biggest star on... I think for a while was the biggest star on Australian television, had surpassed sort of Ray Martin. And we don't really have those big... Maybe Hamish Blake these days because of his Lego show.
Yeah.
Tell you who's not the biggest star. Piers Morgan. I've never seen a PR campaign like it. Ratings came out for the first show with the... they were fine, but they do not justify the $100,000 a month billboard.
Wow.
Is that him with the gaffer tape over
there? Yes, over the silos and the Anzac Bridge.
Have they got that one?
Hey?
Have they got that?
Yeah.
Billboard?
Why is there not a Get 'Em On Side? I think Get 'Em On Side should be 1 month only, $100,000 for a month over the silos at Anzac Bridge.
That I thought he was going to say on the back of every Bresco.
Now, that would be our demographic.
Yes.
That would be our demographic. Did we play two up? I think it's one of the lowest games ever created, but that's me.
Oh, that's a Bambi.
That is a Bambi, isn't it?
I should have saved it. It's... First, here's the thing. Here's why it worked for the Diggers, because they lived with honour.
Yeah.
There's no honour at the Coogee Bay Hotel when everyone's pissed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and the bloke that yelled tails, you got to try and get to the other side of the
pit.
And he's done a runner.
Yeah.
That's why it's a low game. The Diggers never did it because they were there for each other. So that gets me out of a little jam. How was your weekend, Joel? Tell me about your experience calling with your kids at the SCG on Monday.
What a great moment. Great father-son moment.
Yeah, fantastic. So the boys, four kids, the two boys come up for a short period of time, and there's a reason there's a short period of time. It was late and intentional, let me tell you this. So calling the football for SEN, and the plug for Triple M, Dan, you'd call for Triple M and Fox as well.
Yes.
So calling for SEN, and there's a big moment about to happen, Dragons on the attack, right? So here I am calling the game, and then my 11 and 12-year-old, right, break out into a fight right next to me, right, over a chair. So I'm calling the game and pinching and pulling and almost grabbing the other one and dragging them off whilst I'm calling the action. Mate, that was under siege. But anyway...
But hang on, why are they not watching the game?
Because something had happened about a chair. Paxi goes to sit on a chair, and Nashie does the old, pulls it before he sits down.
That's the quintessential brother fight, that one.
Yeah.
Over a chair.
And they're just into it, bang. And this is, you know what probably got into their mind? Moments before, just below us, big fight brought in the crowd.
Oh, really? Is that right?
So they've gone, okay, monkey see, monkey do. Yeah. So I'm trying to contain this call while these lunatics are... bashing the drive out of each other.
Was it a fight similar to what we saw at Suncorp with... didn't he get a hiding? Have you seen that one during the rounds?
Yeah.
Oof. That was a tough one to talk about because the guy deserved a whack. He didn't deserve that. I mean, he could have died.
No.
But, I mean, it was a fearsome punch.
Yeah.
But...
I reckon... This is unpopular because everyone's, it's the Australian way, and he did... The bloke who spoke was an absolute egg, an absolute pork chop, un-Australian.
We don't use that term enough, egg.
But he was. And so I thought enough was just to embarrass the tripe out of him. Yeah, give him a bit of a push as if to get out there.
Mm.
But, mate, in this day and age, snot on the Vera Lynch.
What if he dies?
That's right.
And that bloke could throw him. That bloke had technique and
then goes
power.
Twice.
Yeah.
It was a hero play for me. Uncool, because the crowd
cheered. The crowd didn't. Because they were pissed as well.
Yeah. When he stood up with the jersey tucked into the jeans, you knew, don't mess with him. Could have been Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
But I did love that out of all that, he was okay. Thank God. That was the main thing. But he did get a $1,600 fine. The bloke who got whacked for being a galoot.
Yeah.
That's Queensland. That's... Oh, God, I love that.
Actually, you need to watch it again.
I love Queensland.
Fletch made a very good point. He said there was another bloke there. Who,
black t-shirt?
Yeah, he clearly didn't... No, he's like a... He had a Broncos shirt on.
Okay.
But he clearly didn't want anything to do with it. Then the bloke comes over the top and goes, bang, bang. So the other bloke's completely out of it. So then he gets then in, he right, I get out, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the big courage just comes up after that. Just on the coins, did you keep them? We need them this week. Have you had a look at the tipping this week? How do you possibly tip Rabbitohs Seagulls? How do you possibly tip Warriors versus Raiders? A team who gets beat by 60 are getting 1 point start. And how do you possibly tip the Dragons and the Tigers? We need those coins.
Well, we're paid to tip. Like, we're paid to come up with some sort of expert analysis, and we're coming off a half-decent week for the first time this year.
Yeah.
Don't be underselling us.
No.
We're on the rise. But let's get to some of the big topics of the week. Sean, what has got you fired up this week?
Well, I'm a little bit lost as to why. There's a few coaches under pressure. Now, the first 4 or 5 weeks, it was all about Madge. And it's funny, you know, you two blokes are in the media. I still can't believe how much power that the media sort of exerts over which coach is under the most pressure, which coach is going to be fired. Now, Madge was under the most. They could have been, well, they probably could be 4-3 right now.
Yeah.
Easily.
They bombarded the Warriors.
Yeah. There was two games where they should have won.
Titans, they should have won.
Let me just go through the list of coaches who I think should really be under the pump. And we're not about getting coaches sacked and whatever, but we haven't heard a word spoken about Trent Barrett, really. Should be really turned up. For what? I'm just comparing this to what Madge went through for a month.
Yeah.
Trent Barrett, sticky. There's something going on down there that I can't work out. Justin Holbrook, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I think it's time we started.
Not a peep.
I think we started looking at. But don't forget that Tigers move the needle in terms of attention and ratings. Canberra doesn't, not in Sydney. And Gold Coast certainly doesn't. You're right about Canterbury.
Yep.
You're right about they're underperforming. They're severely underperforming.
But I can't remember a time where there's been... So I've got 5 written down here that are really under the pump. Adam O'Brien, Nathan Brown. And we haven't heard a peep out of it.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Well, Joel, you have a theory about this because I think the coaches that play the media like a banjo get a little bit more of a rails run. Ricky's, I think, you're going to say someone else. I think Ricky's the best at playing the media.
And Barrett's got Gus.
Mate, it is half the job, right? So, and this is me talking about a mate, but his stats supported himself. Stephen Price, who I've got no doubt is comfortably in the top 16 coaches in the NRL. I've got no doubt Anthony Seibold is also in the top 16 coaches in the NRL. But they butchered the media chat. They absolutely butchered it. Stephen was the assistant coach doing the defence for Wayne Bennett, 2010. They break a long, long drought. Defensive coach for Shane Flanagan for the Sharks, long, long drought. Defensive coach now at the Sharks, look what they're doing. He's a great coach. Some of these coaches, they are just brilliant at handling the media. How to win friends and influence people by Dale Carnegie. As a coach, you can study as many tapes as you like. Coaches who are under the pump, go and study your Nathan. Nathan Brown is an immortal when it comes to press conferences.
Yes.
He is. He got beat. You know, I like Brownie, right?
That's not a very good team, though. That Warriors team is not very good. That's not a very good team. They're not 70-10 bad, but they're not very good.
Sean Johnson, Adam Fanua Blake.
Mate, well, when he's there, Adam Fanua Blake, he's missed.
But anyway, it's not a shot at Brownie. I think he's a very good attacking coach. He desperately needs a defensive coach.
Yeah.
His career figures defensive are through the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having a chat with a mate, and we actually, like, mates with Brownie, so we're not playing favourites or whatever else, but it's an issue. But he's so good, the Brown, at handling the media, and it buys you time, and it gets your jobs. It gets your job interviews. It gets you, you win the job interview.
Yeah.
It's so important, dude.
But that's with every sport in the world. I've got to say, on Ricky's behalf, he's lost his hooker and he's lost his halfback. That's tough for anyone to overcome, but clearly...
He lost his hooker and halfback. The West Tigers started the year without Adam Dewey and Jackson Hastings. No one gave them any respite, did they?
No.
I agree with that. Yeah, but they came in under the pump. So then you lose your first one, you lose your second one. The momentum is already built.
To finish on a positive...
You're not wrong, though.
To finish on a positive, and you can turn things around. What Todd Payton's done at the Cowboys? Worst defence in the competition in his first year.
Another Joel mate you're going to pump up. Well, go on. Mate, no, it's just pump up Joel's mates, this podcast.
Second best... Well, Brownie's one of my mates. Second best defence in the comp going into round 8, and this is a litmus test this week, but it's a great turnaround.
Now, save your topic for later because you had a good crack there. That was very nice. I'm going to... Now, this also could be Bambi-esque. I believe this should be the last year of the Viking Club for a couple of reasons. One, I think they're running out of people to blow the horn, to be honest. So straight away, that not a great sign. Two, I think it's being mocked to the point now where it's almost embarrassing. Mm. And I would, if I was running the Raiders, or if I had an influence there, I would say, save it now for the big games, home finals, and say,
I like that.
Round 22 against Melbourne, and we're playing for a spot in the eight. That's, everyone, Viking clap game. I have no problem with what the Penrith fans did. Remember, Canberra stole this off the Minnesota Vikings, who stole it off the Iceland football team. So it's not their property, okay? It's a wonderful thing. I love it. I loved it at the grand final. I've loved it since the whole time. But I think 6 o'clock game on a Friday night against the Gold Coast.
Pushing the past?
I think just now we've reached that point where we don't necessarily, it's just starting to lose its luster.
The horn's definitely got to go.
Hey, can I give you a hypothetical? And it could happen. Let me tell you this. Moreton Bay Daly Stadium, right? Raiders taking on the Warriors. Reece Walsh scores. There's 12 minutes to go. Warriors up by 14. Warriors fans.
What, all eight of them at Redcliffe?
Could tight shot. Could you see? But you could see that happening, couldn't you?
I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it.
And you could see it being a weekly thing, couldn't you?
And the Penrith fans have sort of copped a bit of hate for doing it. Absolutely, they should be doing it. That's what fans are, like, got swept up in the market.
So Canberra can rile up a crowd.
Yeah.
And I love the Canberra fans. Because they don't mind me. So I don't cop it from them the least of any set of fans. So I like them. But if they're okay to dish it out. But what, I can't... it's an insult. But who was the journalist? And I don't know who it was, so it could be a friend. I could, you know, I don't want to go down Joel Avenue and just, worry, you know, look after friends and whack
enemies. I just gave Brownie a serve.
Well, mate. You say he's your friend.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, not now.
Imagine, Ricky, they got beaten 36-6 in one of the biggest pummelings I've ever seen. Not on the scoreboard, but... And someone asked him about the Viking clap.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Giving
Ricky the rearguard action of Ricky not to blow up, really blow up.
Can I just say that if Canberra, if you haven't done it, I love the rivalries. I think it's so healthy for the sport, crowds, etc. Mm. But Canberra, please tell me, just in case you beat them later on in the year, a late try scored by Canberra. Please play the Panther Growl as your team score.
Yes.
They have to have that
kick-up,
don't they?
That's a great idea.
You have to.
I don't like the odds of doing that.
Just in case.
How does it go? Give us a growl.
Yeah, they have to have that queued up.
I've never heard a Panther, but I'm not sure they sound like that.
Let's get to last week's winners. This is where we discuss our best bets. None from three. So... I have to wait 10 seconds for the graphic to kick in, but as soon as it's ready, let's go to the leaderboard. Now we can marinate in this. I think for the first time, any of us are in positive figures. We all got 5 out of 8 against the line. Pretty good going.
Not bad.
Pretty good. A few fives. You've been sending them right.
Yeah. What about Tom?
I think we've had a lot of fours amongst us, particularly you two. I've really struggled this year.
I've got a tip in each game, right? And what about the start to the week? So I tipped total match points unders, which was the Canterbury Broncos game. It's 14-6. It's 38.5.
Yeah.
After 55 minutes, there's a flurry of tries. My next tip was the Sharkies 13+.
Oh no!
I didn't even watch the second half.
Oh no.
Can you believe that? 13+ for the Sharks.
We've had some bad beats this year, let's be honest.
If Manly had a chin me again, in terms of just a silly late play, and I know it was a huge comeback, but the way that game finished, it was like, to quote Alex Ferguson, it was squeaky bum time at Ormerod HQ. But thankfully, we got
What was
there.
Your bet?
Minus.
Minus.
7.5.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good bet.
All right, so good weekend for all of us as we now get to the funnest part of the show. All right, now I'm going to pull out, which is rare. I'm going to give the Viking clap and Anzac Day's 2 up as my Bambi, so I've already fired my...
They were worthy.
Anzac Day. Well, I've used that on a... Here's the problem. I've used it on a few platforms, so I'm sorry. You've got... You know, I've sucked the marrow out of that. So instead of a nice roast, it started as a nice roast, and now it's just a bone.
Hit me. hit me, bang. Okay, right on the chest, bang. I'm going to go similar to you, not the two up, but I love Anzac Day and the festivities, not the festivities, the ceremonies that come around with it. Thursday, it was Monday.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
I think we dilute the importance of the Monday by going through the Bugle and all that sort of stuff on the Thursday, the Friday, the Saturday, the Sunday.
That's good areas.
Oh, it's perfect.
I think we need to do something to acknowledge it's Anzac round if you want to go down that path, but not the whole hog. We've got to save that for the day, which is the Monday.
Do you know what's interesting? So I said this on Saturday morning, right? Because I think we're all thinking it, but no one wants to say it.
Yeah.
And I thought, I was tired. I thought, bugger it. I'm going to say it. Let's see. Not one person rang and said, you disrespectful. No. I think everyone's on the same page.
Not wanting to be disrespectful. It's more to be even more respectful of such a great day.
That SC, and I've got to be honest, I don't see the Melbourne one because I'm always coming home from the SCG stuck. So I always miss the Melbourne one, which looks amazing whenever I see it on the highlights with the lights and with the dark. But the SCG one is the one.
Yes.
Right, that's the best 10 minutes in sport of the year.
When you hear that bugle for the first time, it is just hair-raising stuff. When you've heard it five times, it's still outstanding, but you just lose. You agree?
Yeah, I agree.
I tell you now, it's dawned on me. I'm none from seven at the line with the Roosters. I just keep falling into the trap. Will they get there, won't they? And I jump off them at the wrong time. Have we finally realised why Trent Robinson played Cooper Cronk in that grand final? The game management.
Yeah. Okay, yes.
Is that what we've realised? Are they running with two number sixes? Have they fallen into the Tiger syndrome? Is that why we're not going to see the best out of the Roosters?
They were there. I'd still give them a bit of time, Joel. Yeah, they always start slow.
But no pun, Chooks were their heads off in that Anzac game. They were all over the shop.
They should have won that game.
Oh, of course.
They had the Dragons on toast in that second
half. Of course they did.
Quickly, Daniel Tupou, we all agree that was a sin bin.
Of course.
I said in the call live, it was a reflex. With the first viewing, I don't know what you thought, because it was on the other side of the ground and he was wrong-footed, so bang. But the moment you see that first replay, how do you not set it? Yeah. There's force behind the tackle. How was the bunker bloke not booted? Adam G did nothing wrong. No, the referee did nothing wrong there.
Dan, this is the thing. Adam G is clearly one of our best referees because he was given the biggest game of the round.
Yes.
The best players in the comp make very big clangers. He made a mistake. He missed it, right? The bunker should have got it. He doesn't deserve to be dropped. You don't drop the bloke.
But, Joel, I think it gets to a point. I understand. And that's what I'm talking about. He gets dropped, the bunker bloke.
Yeah.
He's the bloke that makes the error because once it goes upstairs, once the bunker says, I'm going to have a look at this, it is no longer in Adam G's hands. The bunker made the decision not to send him to the bin. I think G had the same view as everyone watching first up and the callers. That's a reflex. But once everyone saw the first replay, it's now up to the bunker to decide, yes, we're going to put him on report, and it's severe enough for 10 in the bin. So I completely blame the bunker.
The whole idea or concept of dropping a referee is farcical as well.
Yeah, because he comes back 2 weeks later.
No, but but
they're throwing him under the bus.
Exactly. The worst thing we do in rugby league is the continual bashing of referees by all and sundry in the media. And then instead of trying to protect him and saying, okay, he made a mistake, whatever, in the press conference on Tuesday, let him get back on the horse and referee another game. But they drop him. It's all in the media.
But it's because of the media. It's because of the media, because they're worried about the media going after him and keeping their spot. He made a clang up. He's one of the best referees in the game, if not the best referee in the game. I'll tell you who the mistake was. Go and watch the footage again. There is the two ball boys for the Roosters and the touch judge. As soon as it happens, the two ball boys go, up straight away. So if the two ball boys saw it, the touch judge saw it.
Yep. But again, it comes down to the bunker.
I agree with that.
Okay, so
my big thing is Adam G should not be dropped.
Yeah, well, we all agree with that. Yeah. We all agree. But he didn't make a mistake, Joel. You're saying he made a mistake, but don't drop him for it. I don't think he made a mistake.
Well, he's missed it. He has made a mistake. He would say himself he's
But he
made
called
a
penalty straight. It's not as if he missed it completely.
Yeah.
He said high tackle, and then while Ravalawa was down, that's where the bunker takes over.
Yeah.
So that's where you and I disagree.
James
Graham. The moment it goes upstairs, that's it. It's on the bunker.
James Graham, who I'm loving more and more and more. His commentary, he's not an outrage brigade person.
Big love affair with that.
No, because he's a straight shooter. I love people who are positive, and if they get upset, there's a reason to be upset. Sam Newman-Walt. But mate, he is so good for the game. He's such a straight shooter, James Graham. And he made a very good point. He said, if Ravalawa stayed down...
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone.
Gone!
But to the credit of Ravalawa, he gets up.
Well, the mistake was he... Well, proper gamesmanship would have been a trainer saying, getting the message, sacrifice yourself for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Go off HIA. Did he go off HIA anyway? I can't remember. Stay down. We'll get this. Man, there's a game to win.
Radley came off HIA. That was ridiculous, wasn't it?
Lucky they held on and won the game.
Anyway.
Because this would be...
Actually, sorry, it wasn't the Radley. It was the Ponga one. When Ponga went off the HIA.
Oh, I missed that. I missed that game. What the hell happened there?
Yeah.
What the hell happened there? Anyway, we're going to talk about the 8 games coming up right after this.
Your Majesty.
Speak.
The new pyramid? It fell over again. And your same game multi? Caught up.
You little ripper.
Paying $15, wasn't it?
Green
ticks,
baby.
Make it look easy with Sportsbet's same game multi. Combine all your favourite markets in the one bet and get bigger odds. Same game multi from Sportsbet.
All right. Winning form is good form. Welcome back. Here we go. We start with the Broncos and the Sharks Thursday night. It's actually nice to have a normal round here where it's all done in 3 days, 4 days. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Broncos 375, Sharks $1.28. This is at Suncorp, and the line is a juicy 10.5 here. Broncos 3 wins and 4 losses, but we then temper that with 2 of those wins are against Canterbury. 1 was against South. They're 2-2 at Suncorp. A lot of tries, Sean Ormerod, they're scoring off kicks. Cronulla, the big one for them for Nuken back.
I thought Tamari Martin looked really good for Broncos in his return. Really good news story. He has to be their number 6, doesn't he? Yeah, like I saw enough in one game.
He's good at fullback.
I don't want him at fullback.
Yeah, give me him at 6.
Who do you want back? Cobbo, do you?
Cobbo.
Yeah.
Or Tessin. I know Tessin is out injured, but I'd love to see Cobbo just unleashed just for a game at fullback so we can have a really good look at him. But again, Martin was good at fullback, so that's okay. Big start for the... I just want to go through the stats. Away favourites this year, they've only covered 6 from 23.
Oh, wow.
So it's huge. And this is another... We've got another double-digit away favourite here. Sharks, very, very good. We're all on them. We all think they're the real deal. But, I don't know, 10.5. There's a little bit of money, it looks like, for the Sharkies around the market. A few other places, looks like they're starting to move their way. So I'm a little bit cautious. But, yeah, big enough start for me to back the home side.
Talakai versus Stags.
Yes. What a bet.
Mouth-watering.
Yes.
Going.
Here we go.
Mate, it's a beauty. It's an absolute beauty. What was the start, Sean?
What about 10.5. This?
10.5. That's bang on. The Sharks are flying. Their last 4 games, their last 4 wins, they've won by an average margin of 20. They're a good team. I'll go the Sharks.
I think the second half fade out against Manly was a little bit of a wake-up call. I think they might put the cleaners through the Broncos here. Broncos, I just don't trust them yet, and I'm not sold on the Walters first 25 minutes, Corey Pakes, number 14. We need to see a bit more of that. Cronulla for me. We go to Titans Panthers, 6 o'clock on Friday night. My God, the Panthers.
Wow.
I think we have to acknowledge we are watching a team that could be end up 92 Broncos, 94 Raiders levels of greatness right in front of our very eyes. Don't know how long it can last for. I've never seen what we saw on Sunday where Campbell were trying. They were trying, and yet what did they have? 4% territory in the second half.
Yeah.
It was a total annihilation. It's just the refusal to yield at any stage. 18.5 to start here. Penrith's average margin, that's about Penrith's average margin this year, actually. 31-12 is their average score. Gold Coast, Joel, I'll let you go first here. Will Smith, the number 6, so... He's trying some things. Brimson at the back. That might release Brimson a bit, but they're a long way from it at the moment.
Yeah, I like that. I like Brimson going to fullback. I will say this about the Panthers at home. Formidable force. They're three away games. They should have, well, they were under the pump against the Knights. Barnett gets sent off. The Dragons, they should have lost that game. And the Bulldogs, they did enough. So their three away games have been okay. Their home games are outstanding. They're almost unbeatable there. So big start, 18 and a half. I'm going with the Titans.
Yeah, it takes a, I mean, we did this last year, struggling to get these quality favourites big enough, particularly on the road. But I tend to agree, and you sort of teased it before, Dan, their second halves, they're just so relentless. Teams have been in games at a lot of these half times against Penrith, 6-point ball games, eight point ball games rather, and they're covering.
They break the hearts
easily.
Don't they?
Easily. They're just so relentless. So it's scary. And you might even want to look at something like a Titans first half line, something like that. I'm just leaning the way. Home side, big plus. Scary.
Oh, no, scary. Penrith for me.
Dan, just on our ratings, so we do our ratings, and I compared my ratings to the book at Sportsbet, and they were pretty close. There were two games where I was way off the mark by 4 or 5. It was the Titans taking on the Panthers, and it was the Storm taking on the Knights, which says the traders have said, nah, these two teams, there's been an adjustment, and they're way ahead of the pack. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
By the way, halftime leaders this year across the NRL, 83%. So take that into your account for your halftime, full-time doubles. That's a big number. Home teams, 66%, 37-19. And the average margin is 14 this year. 18 last year. So that's come back a bit. But it's still 14. We go to Gosford. South Sydney Manly. It's a South home game, Central Coast Stadium. A couple of big outs for South. Tane Milne and Jacob Host don't sound like much, but they've been rock solid this year. In comes the kid Isaiah Tass, Saliva Havili. Manly, a couple of big ins, Kepi and Tapau, but the big out, Olakau'atu, Paseka out as well. So that's sort of, you know, two steps forward, two steps back. Andrew Davey out as well. Josh Schuster, 22. Keep that in mind. Josh Schuster, 22. Are they reading some of the things there, demanding to play 5'8"?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. South only giving up 3.5. I'm surprised that line is so skinny, but they are 3-4 compared to Manly's 4-3.
Yeah, huge out, Olakau'atu. That's probably just got me leaning the way of Bunnies here. I think we're going to see a little bit of a bounce back. And with that 3.5, minus.
Controlling the game, though, you've got Daly Cherry Evans versus the young Ilias. I do like South to cover as well, 1-12. The only 13-plus game they've had was when Jeremy Marshall-King got binned. So I reckon the
good spotting.
Them 1-12.
Good spotting. Yeah, give me South. If it was 4.5, I'd really have a think about it. They've won 5 straight against Manly. Prelim final smashed them 36-16. That was with Turbo. Give me South. We go to the match of the year. New Zealand Warriors versus Canberra at Redcliffe. This is very tight on the betting. In fact, this would be the tightest betting game by quite some distance. -1.5, the Raiders. So the Warriors are coming off 70-10. Canberra have lost their last 4. And I think we have to take into consideration the workload that they were put through on Sunday. 6-day break. They've only scored 6 tries in their last 4. But they're playing the creme brulee defence of the Warriors. This is a hard one, Sean. Warriors have lost DWZ, Curran and Penne.
Yeah, I mean, where do you start in this game? I'm not going to spend too much time trying to solve it. I'm leaning the way of the Raiders purely on numbers, but you got to take them with a lot of trust, and it's hard to do.
Raiders for me too. Raiders have won the last 4 against the Warriors.
Canberra have had the worst draw in the comp so far. They've only played one outside the 8.
That's right.
I'm going to back them one more time against very beatable opposition.
They've been in a lot of those games as well.
Yes.
I mean, last week was a good example at halftime.
If they weren't trying, they would have conceded 70.
Yeah.
I've got it here, Dan. So they've played the Sharks, who they beat.
Yep.
They've played the Cowboys twice. That form stood up.
Yep.
They've played the Storm and the Panthers. So it's been a rough ride. So
you could argue the Cowboys, not proven yet. The other sides, certainly Melbourne, Penrith, and Sharks look like they're the real deal. Right, so Canberra for me, Canberra for you, and what about you, Sean?
Canberra, please.
All right. Canterbury-Sydney Roosters, of course, stadium on Saturday, 5:30 game. Canterbury, they were brave, but ended up losing by 20, 1-6 versus the Roosters, 4-3. Boy, didn't the Fox League team just rip them apart after the coach, I don't know if you saw it, the fitness guy. Yeah. They launched into the fitness guy. So clearly, they were ready. I did see that.
Yeah. I actually was going to text our little WhatsApp group because I found it somewhat strange how they really went after him.
Well, I get the sense they were waiting. And then the fact that Canterbury faded out in the last 20 just said, right, we're going to hit the go button on this. So obviously Mick Ennis has been thinking about this for a while.
Yeah, two really quick things on this. So the West Tigers 2005 win the comp. 2003, late 2003 for the 2004 season, Tim Sheens signs three reserve graders from the Roosters. The Roosters were running amok back in those days. Those three reserve graders turn up and dominate in the fitness drills to the point where the Tigers go, we're way off the mark here. Robbie Farah, when he went to South, came back to the Tigers and he was flogging everyone and they thought, yep, we're so off the pace. So fitness for a team, it is a major factor.
It has to be.
Major factor.
I'm stunned they didn't sign Jacob Carraz into their 30-man squad and keep him in the team. Am I an idiot? He has to play in this game. He's not even in the 24.
Yeah. Mm. You know he can't. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
He can't. But he's a kid, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a good player.
But you can sign. Is there 30 full?
I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah, Gus would be all over it. I mean, they'd have their 30 signed. You therefore got to demote someone.
Oh, you know, most teams don't. They sign their 30th right to the death.
Keep one or two.
So Canterbury might have, and I apologise, because they had to get special dispensation.
He'd be
for
playing
Carraz.
If they could. Gus would have him in.
Have to be.
Yeah.
Have to be. Big start, Sean, 11.5 Roosters.
It is. Again, Roosters failed at the big start they were giving away last week. So that's none from four they are now in double-digit favourite. And I just know how anyone could possibly back them giving away so many points with how they're travelling. They're just not going that good. Bulldogs, is this a week they actually put 80 minutes together? They've done 45, 55, 60.
Threatened, haven't they?
They've threatened, and then they just, as soon as one little, and this is what I don't like about backing them, but when one thing goes against them, it's like a house of cards, and it just all falls away. We saw it last week, and when you let the Broncos do that to you, then you've got big issues. But this just feels a little bit suitable. They're at a core or ANZ, whatever it's called now. Can't be with the Roosters with how they're going. So that works for me.
Last four games, Joel, they've lost by 20, 20, 20, 44. Now, yes, one of those 20s, it was a sin bin that killed them, but still, they're big margins.
Yeah, one of my key indicators is run metres. Canterbury have comfortably got the Roosters covered there. So I'm with you, Shawnee. I like the Canterbury side. And rugby league love stories. Might be a little cheeky Kyle Flanagan story about this, taking on the Roosters.
Ah, yes, indeed. You know something? He's not going that badly.
He's not going that bad.
He's not going that badly. I'm sick of backing bad teams to cover big lines. So I'm going to take the Roosters, but with zero confidence. Zero confidence. Now, we go to Darwin for Saturday night football. Parramatta versus North Queensland. This now becomes a sneaky good game. Eels $1.35. They're very good Cowboys, 4-3. Are they 4-3 or 5-2? They're 5-2, aren't they? Anyway, they're $3.25. Parramatta have made a real home of this Morara Stadium. They're 6-1 there. And they're scoring 30 points a game.
4-3, Dan.
4-3, okay, yeah. My apologies. They must have been blistering against the Knights. I only saw the score because I was getting ready for the late game. But the Knights were pathetic.
Parramatta were
electric.
No, it says a lot more about Newcastle than it does about...
Mitchell Moses has polled... I know Dally M's not the be-all and end-all. He's polled in all but one game this year. Well, so he's a lot of ones and twos. He's playing very well. Cowboys, the opposite of Raiders. They've only played one team currently in the top eight. So I think it's an inflated record, but good chance to atone. 9.5 the line.
Where's that two up coin? Oh, yeah. This is so hard. What have I said here? What did I say? What's my rating?
Sean Ormerod, you go while Joel gets his notes.
Yeah, I still think, and then you're probably right, they haven't really beaten a lot, but you can only play what's in front of you.
Oh, there's one of the great rugby league cliches.
And the one thing that's most pleasing about it is the defensive record of them. So, yes, they're probably not beating a lot, but they're not conceding a lot either, which is great. And I probably got them wrong at the start, and I still think the market is still underrating them a touch. We got Jacob Arthur still finds his way into this Parramatta side, which I don't really love.
Yeah, that's strange.
Very strange.
Why have you got nepotism written down? that's what people say. It's an easy target.
Yeah, it is. But I'm with the Cowboys here, and I'm pretty confident.
Oh, a confident Cowboys tip.
What's the line, Sean?
9.5.
Yeah, I had it marked 11.5. My gut says to go with you, but I've got to be loyal to the numbers, Dan. Cowboys. Eels to cover.
One of my most confidence tips of the year was when the Roosters went up there to the Cowboys, and I said the Roosters are going to kill them, and they did, because the Cowboys hadn't played anyone. They've played one team, and they had their pants pulled down. Another rugby league cliche. Not as confident, though. I'm going to take Parramatta because I'm starting to respect the Cowboys more. I'm not quite at your levels of Peyton love, but yep. You're gone Parramatta. I've gone Parramatta. Yes. He's gone North Queensland. Let's go to Newcastle, Melbourne at Hunter Stadium. God, we're back in the dark days of Tinky Boy and Nathan Brown and 19.5. The Knights, 2 wins, 5 losses. Gagai out. And they've lost their last 5, and they're scoring less than 13 points a game. Melbourne have had 10 straight wins against Newcastle, and they've won their last 5 of their last 6 at this venue. 19.5. Joel.
If there's a day to be out, it's the day you're marking Justin Olam. So, Gagai, you've missed a good one here. Not that he would shirk the task at all. By the way, before we get stuck into this game, you've got a new target I've deciphered. The old Raider hater here.
Yeah.
He's moved up to Western Sydney. Last week, the Knights versus the Eels. Yeah, very confident. This week, the Cowboys versus the Eels. Yeah, very confident. Parramatta.
Yeah, I might be, actually. Yeah. Hasn't really served me that well.
My tip on this, by the way, I've got the Knights 17.5. Where are we at, Sean?
How could you possibly tip against the Storm? That's wrong. I can't. I'm almost willing just to throw this rating out now until they don't cover one.
I'll go the Knights on the numbers. But I hate it.
Yeah. No, I'm with the Storm.
What number would it take for you to back the Knights?
22.5.
24.5, maybe.
Yeah.
My problem for Newcastle is they can't score points, and they get to that average of 13. You only need the Storm to score 33. I'm comfortable they'll score 33.
Yeah.
So give me Melbourne.
They were deplorable last week at home. That's why I really loved them last week at home. They did not fire a shot.
Geez, you were looking at me there. Eyes there. You were staring into my soul.
Boys, I didn't factor in the Gagai absence enough.
Oh, hang on.
Sold it to me. I've got to come with you. I'll join the join ride.
I mean, what's not to love just about cheering the Storm?
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't really.
Yeah, that's right. I'm with you.
So, George Illawarra West Tigers Wynn Stadium. The Tigers have made this a bit of a home, haven't they? Last couple of years, they've won at Wynn. In fact, they've won their last 3, but one was 08, so forget that. But they've won their last 4 overall against St. George Illawarra. Dane Laurie, though, is out. You like Stafford Toa. Jaden Sewer out for the Dragons. Tyrell Fuimayono in. 4.5. I don't like that line, Sean. That's a bugger of a line you put up. That's really tricky. So Dragons, Tigers, 4.5.
Now, this one I do need the coins for. This is very, very tricky. We're going to see a big shake-up in the Dragons team that's been named because Jack Bird's not going to play either.
Oh, yes, that's right. So Amon will go to 5'8".
Yeah.
He was good on...
He was very good.
He was outstanding on Monday.
Suli will be in big doubt.
Suli.
What was wrong with him?
Oh, I saw him at the end of the game. He was hobbling big time.
Yeah, he was struggling all game.
Just the way the Tigers are playing, you can't beat playing with some confidence. I don't really like it on the road, but 4.5 start, I'm okay to back that with a hugely changed Dragon side from Monday.
The winner of this is 3 in a row. Hook or Madge is about to go 3 in a row, so this is outstanding. Just on a quick form line, a fortnight form line, the Tigers have beat the Rabbitohs and the Eels.
Yep.
The Dragons have beat the Roosters and the Knights. Tigers beat the Rabbitohs who pumped the Roosters.
Oh, here
Tigers beat the Eels who pumped the Knights. No, well, the loose form line is
lost
certainly
me.
The Tigers' way.
You lost me.
Simplify your life, Brian would say.
I have a theory, it's probably going to fail me here. The Tigers have done this with sheer effort and desire, and I don't know how long you can keep that going for.
Where do you think the Dragons have done it?
I think they've had a bit more skill.
Really?
I think so. I think Ben Hunt is playing almost career best. Toss up. I'm going Dragons.
Yeah, and you called the game. I'll tell you who was good, and credit where it's due. Aaron Woods with those offloads. Geez, that helped the game for the Dragons.
Yeah. All right, it's time for best bets. I think we're due. I think we're very due.
Don't say that.
Sean Ormerod, you can kick us off.
Yep. Bulldogs against the Roosters. Whoa. Bulldogs back to...
Why do we keep putting bad teams in our best bets,
well,
gentlemen?
I'll
Are we ever going to learn?
No, I'll tell you why. Because Now, I'm not saying the Roosters are a bad side, but I don't think they should be. They're just not. They're not in a universe where they should be giving up 11.5 points to really anyone. So, Bulldogs for me, they've put. I know that their last 3 weeks have been 20 point losses, as you highlighted before, but they've been really, really close in those games for an hour. This is the week they put together 80 at home. Big Bulldogs crowd there. It's got a lot to love about it. Give me the Doggies.
I was going to go all things Tigers. Tigers to win 1-12, take the line, or whatever the case may be. But Harry Grant has scored in 4 of his last 5 when starting at hooker. 3 in a row. Brandon Smith got to 5 in a row last year. He's just hunting for tries, and I love a try scorer. I don't like to take a try scorer as my best bet, but I do love Harry to score a try in this.
Okay. All right. Very good. And I've gone the same. In fact, I'm threading a smaller needle here. This is not necessarily because Talakai, well, it is, but is in the form of his life. But Brisbane, defensively weak on that side. They've conceded 18 tries, which might be the worst in the NRL. Well, the Warriors might have that covered now, but I didn't look at that. But it's close. So I think Talakai Mulitalo, that left side, Brisbane's right side, anytime try scorer, it's gone down to $3. Okay, so obviously there people are awake to that idea because it was a little more yesterday. But I think $3, that's a good, juicy little bit of value, and it just pumps up our multi nicely. What do you get for Harry Grant? About 375?
Yeah, that'll do.
Well, this could be the week, eh? This is the week we want it to happen. This is the week. Well, that's it, gentlemen. Thank you very much for watching, and good luck with all your bets. We don't want you to lose because, as Sam Newman says, we wouldn't want to want that to happen to anybody. Goodbye.
And don't forget, take a sec before you bet. Set up a deposit limit. That's the best tip we can give you. Gamble responsibly. And for those on the podcast, you can also catch us on YouTube.